Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Hey folks, it's Sean Burns, host of Boots and Saddle. You're listening to my favorite show, Barking Dog, on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Just heard Yucadan with Key to the Highway. They're a Japanese blues band that was active between the 1970s and the 1990s, and later reunited in 2013. The band name is a translation of blues band, and they were the first Japanese group to perform at the Chicago Blues Festival. They also opened for Sleepy John Estes and played with Muddy Waters. That one's off their 1975 self-titled album. It's a blues standard first recorded by pianist Charlie Seeger in 1940. Before that, we heard Karen Dalton with Ribbon Bow. She was an American singer, guitarist, and banjo player, known for her association with the 60s Greenwich Village folk scene. She was largely unrecognized for her contributions to the folk genre during her life, but has become an important influence for artists like Nick Cave, Devendra Banhart, and Joanna Newsom. That one's from a 2022 album of live recordings from 1963 called Shuck and Sugar, the reel-to-reels of which were rediscovered in 2018. That's a song by Fairport Convention, released in 1968. And before that, we heard Stan Rogers with Blue Nose. Here's one now from Neil Young from his 2014 album A Letter Home, produced by Jack White and released for Record Store Day. Young recorded it in a refurbished 1947 recording booth at Third Man Records Studio. Gordon Lightfoot released this song, If You Could Read My Mind, in 1970.
Like an old time movie, but a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost that you can't see. I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me, but heroes often fail. That book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. For now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could feel this way, and I got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. My thoughts could tell, just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, but stories always end. And if you read between the lines, you'll find that I'm just trying the feelings that you lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Kids like to see the show free, huh? All right, then I want you all to get right here in the center and down within about 4 foot of the platform and stand there and don't move until I tell you, and I'm going to let you go in and see the show free. You hear me?
Continuously, you don't have to wait for it to start. There are no extra charges. One ticket sees all 15 acts. Today is Children's Day. Hey, look, there's a giant now. Look what he's doing in there now. He's the biggest, tallest man in the world, and he's starting another new show in the circus. He's starting another new show in the circus, and you're just in time. Now, hurry if you're going. Hurry now if you're going. Get circus tickets and go now. Now is a good time to go. Bring the ladies. Bring the children. This is the main circus show where all the main acts take place. You'll see all 15 acts on that one ticket. Now hurry if you're going. Yes, this is the main circus show where all the main acts take place and you're just in time. Get tickets and go now. Now is a good time to go. Hurry now if you're going. Get circus tickets and go now. Special tickets for all the kids today, all you lovely, gorgeous, beautiful kids. Special tickets. How are you going?
We just heard the sounds of the crowd, the merry-go-round, and the carnival barker from the 1955 album Sounds of Carnival, recorded by a group of students from the Chicago Institute of Design for a documentary about the Royal American Midway. Before that, we heard the Microphones with I Lost My Wind. They were a band from Olympia, Washington, fronted by Phil Elverum, and primarily active between 1996 and 2003. That one's from the 2011 compilation single, Microphones, Golden Boots, Bishop Allen, and Paleo collaborate with a 1940s wire recorder, which is exactly what it sounds like. That one was recorded on a farm in August of 2007 in Washington. And before that, we heard Neil Young with If You Could Read My Mind. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at juliannacyoung.com. Here's one now from Bob Dylan. This is a rare and early recording made in Minneapolis in December of 1961. It's his version of I Ain't Got No Home, a song by Woody Guthrie, who was one of Dylan's major influences at the beginning of his career. The song is based on the old gospel song Can't Feel at Home, though it reflects more specifically the plight of those made homeless by the Dust Bowl that afflicted prairie states and provinces in the 1930s.
Well, I ain't got no home, I'm just rambling around. Just a rambling worker, go from town to town. Police make it hard wherever I may go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters stranded on this road. That's a huddled, dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took our home and he drove us from our door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Wicked, cruel world is a funny old place to be. The gambling man is rich, Lord, the working man is poor. Can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Like we will never die.
just heard Big Dave McLean with Sometimes. He's a blues musician from Winnipeg who's been playing for over 50 years. That one's from his album This Old Life, which came out in May. Before that, we heard Dyad from Victoria, BC, with I'm Going Back to North Carolina, off their 2006 album No Peddlers or Preachers. The song was first recorded by the Carolina Tar Heels in 1929. It's also known as My Home's Across the Blue Ridge Mountains. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan with I Ain't Got No Home. We'll hear one now from Little Hat Jones. He was a Texan blues musician who got his start busking on the streets of San Antonio in the 1920s. He got his nickname from a construction job he worked, where he wore a hat that had a torn brim. He recorded this song, Bye Bye Baby Blues, in June of 1930.
Bye bye, pretty baby, baby, bye bye. Bye bye, pretty baby, baby, bye bye. Well, I'll never see you anymore. May God bless you everywhere you go. But it's bye bye, pretty baby, baby, bye bye.
Am I strong enough? Am I super tough? Am I holding out for you? Have I made amends with a hopeless end? Am I holding out for you? Well, you went to school, left me like a fool, knew you'd be back in May. But May came and went, like all the mail I sent, I'm still holding out for you. Am I holding turn in the spring? Is it really wrong of something that's long gone and be holding out for you? Well, my friends go out, they drink and they shout, I guess I'm drinking too. But I walk the line past all the women fine, 'cause I'm holding out for you. Am I holding out for you? Something that's long gone and be holding out for you. Mm-hmm. I got a heart that doesn't know it's broken. I got a love that was never even spoken. If you ever come home, find me alone. My friends, I'll think that I'm lazy, but I live with the scenes I've made in my daydreams, and really I'm likely just crazy, just holding out for you. Am I holding out for you, my love? You return in the spring. Is it really wrong if something that's long gone and be holding out for you? And be holding out for you.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
And I'll try it. Grand du cœur, la tonne est longue, quel étang qui est ennuyant. Gréement bas, laissez les ouïres pour aller dans mon pays. Pour aller dans mon pays, la ville de Montréal. Pour aller voir mamie, qu'allez la plus amable. Toutes les regrets qui vivent dans ce monde, c'est mon père, aussi ma mère. Donc mes frères et donc mes oncles et mes tantes pareillement. Les cœurs de ma Cloris qui j'aime bien comme moi maman. J'espère qu'on les verra qu'elle est la plus amable. Qui l'a composé la chansonnette, que c'est un jeune, un matelot, que c'était un jour, qui était en plein livre, qui l'a chanté tout du long, qui l'a chanté tout du long, qui était bien véritable. Zayeux, ma champille, zayeux, ma chansavare.
We just heard Delia LaFlo with Le Matelot de Montréal off the 1992 album Plains Chippewa and Métis Music from Turtle Mountain, recorded on the Turtle Mountain Reservation. The title translates to The Sailor from Montreal. Before that, we heard Old Man Ludica from Chester, Nova Scotia, with Am I Strong Enough off his 2010 album My Hands Are on Fire and Other Love Songs. And before that, Little Hat Jones with Bye Bye Baby Blues. We'll hear one now from Sarah Harmer from Ontario. This one, Epilogue, White Man in Decline, is off a 2013 concept album called The Kennedy Suite, which is a collection of songs written from the perspective of different people, both real and imaginary, who had a connection to the assassination of John F. Kennedy on November 22, 1963. The tracks on the album were written by Toronto-based teacher and musician Scott Garb.
White man in decline, with his thorny crown of empties wrapped around his troubled mind, sucking on his radio, pacified by brainless rhetoric and patriotic code. With his microwavable Last Supper and 12 of his friends, he lifts his wife up over his head before the Super Bowl begins. Her body broken for you, she'll be black, she'll be blue. Let's hope our Cowboys come through. World won't change if he don't look. He's got his hand over his heart and his head stuck up his hole.
What does it profit a man to gain the whole trailer park and lose his very soul? Humming, you ain't whistling, Dixie, distant look in his eye. The little pointed hood in the closet can't hide the cowardice inside. Now it's eating him alive. No last rites for naughty boys. Gather round the easy chair. See the white man in decline. Shoo-wada, wada, boom. Shoo-wada, wada, boom. Shoo-wada, wada. On the floor of the Senate and the House, holding his breath until he's blue. Children of our mighty country, the poor have stolen your futures. We're gonna steal them back for you. Come gather round the banquet table, see how God is on our side. But when they carved up the turkey they found, only stuffing inside. Pledge allegiance to the flag, wrap it in a body bag. See the white man in decline. Shoo-wada, wada, boom. Shoo-wada, wada, boom. Shoo-wada, wada, ooh. White man in decline. Shoo-wada, wada, boom. Shoo-wada, wada, boom. Shoo-wada, wada,
ooh. Years ago, I said that, introduced myself in Paris by saying that I was the man who had accompanied Mrs. Kennedy to Paris. I'm getting that somewhat that same sensation as I travel around Texas.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm speaking to you from the White House. Eleanor Roosevelt always considered the United Nations our best vehicle for world peace, world understanding, and the advancement of human rights. Wait a minute, John. Wait a sec. Don't say anything, because I got to give this speech. Can you sit down over there and I'll be a good boy? Come on now, be a good boy. What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world by American weapons of war. Not the peace of the grave, or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow, and to hope and build a better life for their children. Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, but peace in all time.
Well, now, that means I've got to learn how to tell myself what to do, doesn't it? One of the things I've been telling myself to do lately is to ride the trains and the buses. I told people when I was traveling in the East there in December that if the shooting started, I was going to park that thing. My car doesn't run on blood. So I went up to the Northwest, and to get around, I put together this patchwork of, short line buses and Amtrak and carpools where I had time to develop them. I guess the cinders in the stew is that I couldn't use a Greyhound because I wouldn't ride on a scab bus, but I got around pretty good. You see, and it's something I should have been doing all the time anyway. We had the best transportation system in the world in this country. The spider web of trains and the interurbans and the trolley cars, when we spent a lot of social time being together. And that was all junked for the sake of what Ken Kesey calls these little motorized coffin. We want all of those things back right now. We gave them up far too cheap. And I don't like to fly. For one thing, those things are heavier than air. They can't fly. Fool knows that. The reason they do fly is a kind of a collective act of faith. Everybody up there believes that thing can fly. If one person looked up from their in-flight magazine long enough for a light to go on in their head and said, wait a minute, this thing can't fly, it's heavier than air, it'd drop like a brick. And, of course, there's a notion that everything in that airplane was built by the lowest bidder. Phew, that'll bring you up short. Well, this last time I flew was to Chicago, and it was better than most. Not that the food had improved or that I felt any safer. But I was sitting on the aisle, and across the aisle from me was an older woman, quite an old woman, a nun, wearing a black and gray nun's habit and a big wooden cross around her neck. And she was reading the Sojourner's magazine. Some of you must know that magazine. Meanwhile, the two young bravos sitting next to me, with their short hair, were on their way to Kentucky for basic training in the Army. Ha! A situation fraught with possibilities. Well, now, age has its privileges, so she got first crack at it. And she, in an elegant but a stern way, called those young fellows to task for their rather primitive notion of Christianity. I never had any other notion myself. Then it got to be my turn, and of course I couldn't take them to task for enlisting, because I enlisted. I enlisted in the Army and then got pipelined to Korea, the land of morning calm. I told them the same thing I told my son Duncan when he came up to Spokane coming out of high school. He was thinking of joining the Marines on the buddy system, which he did. I told him the same thing that I told him. We sat out under my lilac hedge in the backyard, and I talked to him and said, you know, the only thing I really learned in Korea was that I will never again abdicate to somebody else my right and my ability to decide who the enemy is. Might be I wouldn't have to go thousands of miles to find him either, and that's a fact.
Clouds are rising from the sea. Lonely land with a sandy shore. Eagles rising in their flight. The streaks of spirit in the dawn. Water jumbling from the clouds. Wash down the thunder path. And rivers glistening in the sun. Beneath the water and the wave, the spirit lives within its world. And the barren fish beneath the sun. Thus the cycle has begun. The artist and his wooden cup. Dreamer and his visions dream through canvases and color schemes. Legends of the days gone by sought the mysteries of the sea. And naked on the noonday shore, with flowered flag and the brush unfurled, widening legends of his world, of beaver, badger, hawk and bear. Wistful dreams of dreamer dreams, boldly drawn the colored skin. But from the shapes upon the board, Earth's for knowledge yet withdrawn, as men upon the desert sand, drinking from the drinking gourd. The sacred bear in search of fish. The fish beneath the water's wave. The river's tumbling to the sea. The cycle of a mystery.
Willie Dunn with Bear and Fish. He was a Mi'kmaq musician, film director, and politician from Montreal, and that one's off the recent Light in the Attic reissue of his 2004 album Son of the Sun. Before that, Utah Phillips with Riding the Peace Train. He was an anarchist folk singer, storyteller, and labor organizer from Ohio. That one's off his 2003 album I've Got to Know. And before that, we heard Sarah Harmer with White Man in Decline. We'll hear three tracks now from the 2015 album Folk Songs of Another America, field recordings from the Upper Midwest, 1937 to 1946. It was compiled by James P. Leary, the co-founder of the Center for the Study of Upper Midwestern Cultures at the University of Wisconsin. This song, Chat Caddo, performed by Wallace Smith and Albert Webster, is an Oneida recording made in Wisconsin in September of 1946. And it's a version of the hymn, Behold What He Hath Given Us.
Goodbye. When when we find that long lost gold mine in the sky.
Oh, 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 oh,
just heard three tracks from the 2015 album Folk Songs of Another America, field recordings from the Upper Midwest, 1937 to 1946. That was John Giesendanner and Albert Giesendanner with Echo Yodel. It was recorded in August of 1946 in Barron, Wisconsin. The yodeler is accompanied on a Swiss button accordion. Before that, we heard Edwina Lewandowski and Stephanie Lewandowski with Goldmine in the Sky. That one was collected by the folklorist Alan Lomax in September of 1938 in Posen, Michigan. And before that, Wallace Smith and Albert Webster with Chat Cato. I've got a few more tunes for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. If you head over there, you can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well, where I'll send you a monthly roundup of interesting links I've come across during my research. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com. or follow me on Twitter at BarkingDogCKUW. I'll leave you with one from John Tinsley. He was a musician from Chestnut Mountain, Virginia, who played at local events in his youth, then quit playing for a few decades, until he returned to music in the 1970s, when he played at several folk festivals across the United States. This is his song, Girl Dressed in Green. Take care.
She got a little brown eyes, red long curly hair. She's the best looking girl you can find most anywhere. She leaves in the morning, don't come back till night. I know you don't love me and you just won't treat me right. Yeah!
me on. Am I long? La Nordia. Aloha, aloha, hebo. Am I long?
Its best, that's CKUW 95.9 FM downtown Winnipeg.